नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 17 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द लॉर्ड एग्रीज टू बिकम आदित्यस सन टेक्स्ट 24 आदित्यर्दिष्टितं गर्भं भगवन्तं सनातनम् हिरण्यगर्भो विज्ञाय समीदगुह्या नामभि। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. When Lord Brahma understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was now within the womb of Aditi, he began to offer prayers to the Lord by reciting transcendental names. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead exist everywhere, andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham. Therefore, one who chants his transcendental names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The Supreme Personality of God, it is automatically pleased by such sankirtan. It is not that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is absent. He is present there, and when a devotee utters the transcendental name, it is not a material sound. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is naturally pleased. A devotee knows that the Lord is present everywhere, and that one can please Him simply by chanting His holy name. Krishna. Just speaking from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, would like to seek blessings of senior devotees, include Radha Gopinath Prabhu and other senior Vaishnavas and all Vaishnavas. So I can speak something. Here we find that Aditi did Payavrata. And as a benediction, Supreme Lord personally agrees to become the son of Aditi. And when Supreme Lord descends, all auspiciousness is present because he is all pure, all auspicious person. Even the big demigods, they want to offer prayers and please the Lord. And we find that Lord Brahma, who is the secondary creator of this universe, he himself takes the opportunity to offer the prayers to the Lord by chanting his holy names. Brahma is not an ordinary living entity. One of his name of Brahma is Hiranyagarbha. That means he has taken birth from Lord's own body. For creating, Krishna didn't need any women to create Brahma. Brahma was born from the navel of the Lord. And Brahma here is offering prayer to his own father. And a very astonishing incident is that here a son is there and witnessing a birth of the father. In material world, we don't find any incidents where father is taking birth and son is offering prayer to the father or so forth. But with Lord, all contradictions can be resorted because he is Supreme Lord. And Brahma, although he is the all-powerful living entity, nonetheless, he is insignificant compared to Lord. He is very powerful. Brahma has got so much power. He is creating universe. Nonetheless, he relishes to offer prayers to the Lord. Because there is a nature, a jiva is there, is always dependent on the mercy of the Lord. And here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Lord is present everywhere. We don't find any place where Krishna is not present. Prabhupada quotes the shloka, Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham. That means in this universe, not to speak of this universe, in all the universes, Krishna is present in each atom. He is Sarvagya. And he is the proprietor of everything. Here actually, Vamandev is appearing. He is taking birth. And he is claiming the whole universe. But actually, everything belongs to the Lord himself. He is not taking from anyone. It's his property. He is claiming again. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. That means, he is the Lord of all the planets. He is a supreme proprietor, Mahaishwara. He is a supreme proprietor of all the planetary systems, everything. He is the supreme Lord. And that's why Brahma takes great pleasure in offering prayers to the Lord. And as I mentioned, Krishna is present everywhere. Devotees can never be alone. One time two devotees were discussing. One devotee is saying that I will leave Krishna and I will go away. The other devotee asked him, where you will go? Krishna is everywhere. You can't leave Krishna because he is present everywhere. So Krishna is present at all places. So devotees need not be fearful. Some years back, Govind Prabhu performed a drama on If I Go, I Will Go. And it was a story of Kanak Das. And incidence was that his spiritual master, he called all the disciples. And Kanak Das was not coming from highly respectable background. So other people were humiliating him. And his spiritual master called everyone and gave banana to each of them and told them that eat this banana at a place where nobody sees you. And all disciples are happy to follow the instructions of spiritual master. And all disciples went to different directions to meet spiritual master next day. They came back and everyone was smiling because they followed the instruction of the spiritual master. And spiritual master asked, have you followed my instructions? And everyone was smiling. Yes, yes. Somebody says that actually I closed the room and nobody was there. And I ate the banana. Somebody says I went into the forest in a very secluded place where nobody can see me and I ate banana. And people are saying that we actually followed your instructions, Guru Maharaj. And then a spiritual master asked Kanak Das that, Kanak, what is your situation? And he returned the banana. He says, I could not eat it. And Guru Maharaj asked, what is the reason? And he says that, actually, whichever place I visited, I could feel the presence of the Lord. And I could feel that I am not alone. He is always with me. And due to that reason, I could not eat the banana. So please forgive me, Guru Maharaj. I am returning you back banana. And his spiritual master was so happy to hear this answer. And Krishna, as a merciful Lord, He never leaves Jiva alone. Wherever Jiva goes, Krishna always follows. Like some network, some mobile company advertises, wherever you go, our network is always there. But Krishna's network is everywhere, whether range is available or not available. Krishna's network, Krishna is always following us. What are you doing? Are you surrendering me or are you want to enjoy the material pleasures? So Krishna is present everywhere. And living entity's utmost importance is that he should be subservient to the Lord's desire. And here in this purport, emphasis Srila Prabhupada gives about chanting of the holy names, that one can retrieve the Lord. Means there is no difference between chanting of the holy name and Krishna himself. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said that if somebody discriminates between Lord and chanting of the holy names, he is a Pashandi. It is mentioned he is atheist. So there is actually no difference between Lord and his holy name. It is just a matter of realization. Somebody is on pure platform, he can see no difference between Lord and his holy names. It is one and the same thing. At impure level, we find difference. There is a difference between deity, difference between holy name. But at pure stage, there is no difference. And here, Lord Brahma is offering prayers to the Lord. And very significant, that Brahma himself comes as Haridas Thakur, who was embodiment of chanting of the holy names. Here Brahma is offering prayers to the Vamandev, and same Brahma, by chanting of the holy name, same Brahma is coming as Haridas Thakur to imbibe chanting of the holy names. And all devotees know the glories of the holy name. No need to explain unlimited glories of Srila Haridas Thakur. And same Brahma was day and night chanting, absorbed in chanting of the holy names. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age is completely satisfied by the process of chanting of the holy names. And he was so happy with Haridas Thakur. We find in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita that in one way, I don't think any devotee has got so honor as Srila Haridas Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally visit Haridas Thakur at Jagannath Puri. And we find that when he is passing away, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in a very emotional way, he celebrated the whole function. He was dancing. There is the last painting is there. He was dancing with the body of Haridas Thakur. He was collecting alms for the sake of the festival of disappearance of Haridas Thakur. He was participating on the procession. He was wanted to serve prasad. He was there at the time of biri of Haridas Thakur's body. And he was participating so actively, shedding tears and washing the body of Haridas Thakur. And we don't find in one way that somebody got so much respect and awe and respect as Haridas Thakur. And this shows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love for chanting of the holy names. And chanting of the holy name is the most important service. Many times devotees meet, so generally discuss what service aap karte hain. So generally people speak all service except chanting of the holy name, because they think it's not so important. But chanting of the holy name is the most important service. We find that Goswamis and all the practically all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were keeping prime focus to chanting of the holy names, because that is Yug Dharma. And when somebody takes this process, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very happy. In one class, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was mentioning that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to garland this world for love of Godhead with the process of chanting of the holy name. So he's giving this love of Godhead to everyone by this simple process, chanting of the holy names. Generally, in different ages, we are pleased by different processes, different activities. Suppose in childhood, a child may be pleased by different activity. In youth, he wants to do something else. He is old, he has to do something else. So his object of being pleased is different. But Krishna's object of being pleased is same. Wherever you go, chanting is a common phenomenon. And you find that in the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's a common stream, starting from his childhood, it's a common stream that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired, motivated people in the process of chanting of the holy names. And when chanting is done, even the inauspicious thing can be made auspicious. For example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth in lunar eclipse, as we all know. And in lunar eclipse, it is said it's not auspicious because Rahu tries to eat away moon and it's not auspicious. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth at that moment. But the positive side was that in Navadvip, everyone was chanting the holy names. Pundarikaksha, Krishna, and Krishna's name were being glorified while they were taking bath in Ganges. And all that, the moment was inauspicious. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented in an at that moment because it was auspicious. The reason is that the chanting was being performed. And we find that devotees should stick to it. Even sometimes devotees feel that this is quite inauspicious in my life. Just stick to chanting of the holy names and it will become, same thing will become inauspicious. And that's why we devotees weave in all our facets of life chanting of the holy names. Whether somebody takes birth, we go do kirtan. Somebody passes away, we do kirtan. Somebody's birthday celebration, kirtan is there. So wherever, whatever we do, we perform in the act of chanting of the holy names, because it's a most important process which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. Here Vamandev is about to appear. And Diti wanted that the Lord should appear and subdue the demons. And Vamandev is appearing. And ultimately Vamandev takes three steps to cover the whole universe, to possess the land, everything. He want to reclaim the his own property. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also appeared. And many times we feel that how actually can Krishna consciousness can be propagated, because everything happening around is so difficult. Very difficult even for sadhakas to render devotional service. And there are so many karmis, so much temptations are there in so many ways. And how is it possible that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction, Prithvite Acharite Nagaradi Gram, can be actually been fructify? But as Vamandev can take steps and cover whole universe, similarly Lord Gauranga, who is the source of Vamandev, Vamandev is just plenary expansion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot take also step, and in one step he can cover the whole universe itself. And everyone can be drowned in the chanting of the holy names. So it is 100% within the reach of the Lord. Nothing is impossible for the Lord. We find that Lord's representative, Srila Prabhupada, came. And Prabhupada also came like Vamandev. Vamandev came, so he was quite small. Nobody would notice him as strong person. And Prabhupada came also like quite small. Prabhupada's, nobody noticed. Prabhupada writes in Lilamrit that when I went to US, nobody noticed me. And Prabhupada was trying, struggling, and in Lilamrita Swarup Maharaj writes that Americans are trained not to notice any kind of such people. They are busy in their own world. So Prabhupada came in such a menial way, nobody was noticing also. But when Prabhupada took steps, we find that such a huge steps Prabhupada took, it could shake the whole world. So many places, chanting of the holy names is going on, so many devotees. And Prabhupada, at one point of time, Prabhupada mentioned that if they would know that what I would do, they would have perhaps killed me. But nobody realized what Srila Prabhupada is going to do. And Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna can do, send one representative and can shake the world like so much. So what potency the Lord has got, that if he wants, he can immediately do it. So it's just a matter of time that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also takes steps to cover this planet Earth, and we'll find that it will be in all the countries. This movement is bound to spread. Here the prayers are being offered by Lord Brahma to Vaman Dev. And whenever there is advent of the Lord, demigods takes the opportunity to please the Lord by offering prayers. We find in many of the pastimes of the Lord, especially we read Krishna book and hear the pastimes of Krishna, there are so many incidences. Some demon is killed, and you find that in Gandharva Loka planets people are singing or they are showering flowers and so forth. And sometimes we feel that free aadmi hai, they've got ample time, nothing to do, and whenever something is done, they come to offer flowers and something like that. But no, it's a devotional service. When some big act, Lord is doing a big act, they render devotional service in whatever ability they have got. Apsaras, they want to please the Lord by dancing. Gandharva Loka planet, they want to sing, play veena, sing and please the Lord. Demigods comes and offer various prayers to the Lord, because they want to please the Lord, because that is everyone's cherished desire. And in pleasing the Lord, they make advancement and they are also satisfied. And anytime Krishna appears, demigods takes the opportunity to please the Lord. We find in Krishna's pastime also, when Krishna was in the prison house at Mathura, demigods would come and offer prayers. We find in Navadvip also, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the womb of Sachi Mata, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there for 13 months, which is a very long tenure, and everyone was anxious when the child will come out. And Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra would witness so many incidences which were uncommon. For example, from the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, a light will emanate out. And on the street, the light, they can see that this house is very effulgent. Just Sachi Devi is carrying the child and the house itself would become effulgent. Jagannath Mishra was a poor Brahmana. And we find in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela that he didn't have much wealth. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was descending, suddenly everyone started to offering so many obeisances to Jagannath Mishra. They were giving various gifts to Jagannath Mishra. Please take this, please take this. And he's surprised that how everything is changing suddenly. Because Krishna is in the womb of Sachi Mata. And Sachi Mata is surprised, because many times she is frightened, because she would see many figures. Many times she would see many shadows in the room and she would be frightened, who are they? And many times she would see some heavenly bodies in the outer space and they are offering prayers. So she is wondering what is happening. And what would happen is that demigods would come to offer prayers to the Lord. They would come to circumambulate the body of Sachi Mata because she has become the abode of Supreme Lord and is the most worshipable lady. She becomes most fortunate lady because Supreme Personality of Godhead has personally agreed to become the child of Sachi Mata. And all demigods would come and offer the choicest prayers to Sachi Mata. And Sachi Mata many times were afraid, who are they coming? And nonetheless, all demigods will come because they wanted to please the Lord. And that's why demigods takes many, many opportunities to please the Lord by offering prayers. And in Kali Yuga, the best prayer is chanting of the holy names. At one point of time, Srila Prabhupada says, if you come in front of deity and you don't know what to pray, just chant Hare Krishna mantra. It's a prayer in itself. The topmost prayer is chanting of the holy name is there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to preach the importance of chanting of the holy names. And he established in his life chanting of the holy names. In introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Srila Prabhupada writes that in this age, although in many languages preaching can be done, it can be done in future in all local languages, but there will be common platform as chanting of the holy names. And without that, a person cannot even understand the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. For instance, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is not much mention of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No mention practically. But Prabhupada takes the opportunity to write the life sketch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in introduction. In introduction, around 30 to 33 pages is there. It's completely filled with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. What is the necessity? In the book which is doesn't mention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the introduction everything is mentioned of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the necessity? Necessity is that because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just came to emphasize on chanting of the holy names, Yuga Avatar, and without his mercy or without chanting of the holy names, a devotee cannot understand the true meanings of the conclusions of Srimad Bhagavatam. So although devotee may be engaged in many services, very important factor is that one should be engaged with determination to chant the holy names of the Lord, because that is a Yug Dharma and that is only going to help us. One of the devotees mentioning chanting is like, say if somebody has got computer and chanting is like password. In computer, so much data has been there, but if somebody doesn't know the password, no data he can retrieve it. So much data is there. He cannot retrieve any data. But if somebody knows password, then he can enter into the whole database. It opens. Similarly, chanting of Lord's holy name is like entering password to enter into the spiritual world. Krishna's name, fame, form, quality, abode, his devotees, everything is revealed through the process of chanting of the holy names. In one of the places in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada writes that even the humility is also avoided if somebody chants the holy names. And when somebody takes the process of chanting of the holy names, a person is transformed completely. Prabhupada writes in one purport that we are introducing in this Krishna consciousness movement chanting of the holy names, and even the Americans are taking to it and they are completely transformed. They are on different level. And even the people, their priests themselves, the Christian priests are wondering, are they the same people? They look different. They are shining, they are happy, they are following principles. In Kali Yuga, on what strength somebody can follow the principles? No determination. No determination is there. But if somebody sticks to the chanting of the holy name, by Krishna's grace, we can follow the principles. Otherwise, we don't have power. We don't, in Kali Yuga, nobody has determination to say no to the effects of Kali. Because we are also the product of Kali only. And just on the basis of associating with Krishna through the chanting of the holy names, we can, to a certain degree, we can say no to the material energy. Haridas Thakur, as Namacharya, he was engrossed in chanting of the holy name, and we know that Mayadevi personally came to test Haridas Thakur in midnight in a very well-dressed way, in secluded place when he was alone. And she could not move Haridas Thakur 1 inch also. The reason is that he was completely protected by the cover of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He was completely taking that mercy of chanting of the holy names. So in this particular age, one can perfect one's life by offering prayers, sincere prayers, as Prabhupada mentions here, by chanting of the holy names. And gradually, ultimately, one can perceive the Lord in its full glory. And that is when that love is evoked. That is perfection of one's life. I'd like to end here. Any questions someone has got? Or comments, Radha Gopinath Prabhu? There's a lot of time, you can say some comments. Like to speak something?
I just want to know the significance of this, reading this text today.
Pardon?
Reading this text, what you explained to us, the significance of reading it today. Is there any particular significance as to why we are focusing on this particular aspect of the canto?
This particular text?
Yes. Or does it just matter, or do you have like a particular significance of...
In ISKCON we have, we, from Srila Prabhupada, what he has given us, we read each verse daily. And what Srila Prabhupada emphasizes, we try to share with each other. That is the only thing. And this purport, as our continuous chain is going on, so Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing on chanting of the holy names. And so we spoke on that. So we follow the text given by Srila Prabhupada. That's all.
Okay, I was just wondering if there's any significance of this particular aspect being discussed today.
Prabhupada is emphasizing on chanting of the holy names. So we just shared with that. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. So we'll end. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.